And it's the same for retail, the migration out of the store onto the online solutions, onto the delivery. How do you track the delivery? I mean, what's very interesting in South Africa, unlike a couple of other larger economies, is we've begun to totally disintermediate the single largest distribution channel we have in this country. We used to call it the post office.
Yeah.
But we have actively disintermediated that channel in the last 5 or 6 years because the post office began to struggle to fulfill its obligation to you to robustly and safely deliver something to you on the day it should arrive safely. They had a whole series of industrial relation problems. They had some funding issues. Yeah. They broke the trust. We were talking about trust earlier. And as a consequence, you have now gone outside of the post office to get things delivered.
And then they become irrelevant.
And they've become absolutely irrelevant. Mm. And how they get back on a path to relevance will be incredibly difficult. I'm not saying they can't do it. I think technology is exactly the enabler. Mm. So how can we sit down with people like the post office and say, guys, you know, what's the smart counter look like in the future? You've got 2,000 points of presence, which is a huge number. It's more than most banks have. How can we make that post office point of presence relevant again to the community that it serves? And what can we do across that counter? Now, we can use technology to change a business model which is really struggling into something that could be very different in the future. So those are the kind of things that we can do using this power of technology to reopen GDP growth, reopen the way that the community can actually access services.
So in our space, we spent last 15 or so years selling time, working with leadership teams one-on-one as a team, you know, sometimes training and leadership consulting sort of space, and started writing a lot and always been in the media space, you know, interviewing leaders and using the media platform to proclaim the gospel of leadership. But 2-3 years ago, it struck me, if you're not on the phone, you're going to become irrelevant. And now we've been on a 3-year path of becoming more digital so that we can go global. And my whole world has changed and been rocked upside down, because now I'm daily communicating with developers, coders, I guess, app developers, technology guys. It's now partner, formal partner, and so on. And it could potentially enable us hugely. But just so I understand everything you're saying, simply because we've allowed technology to start transforming what we're doing. What the heck does BCX do, Ian Russell? I mean, it feels to me like you're everywhere. You're in all big organizations. Could you even define, to an idiot, someone who understands technology very limited, what does BCX do? It feels to me like you're everywhere, everything to everyone, all organizations.
We're trying not to be all things to all men. I think that's a difficult path. We have at the core of our business connectivity. We have an incredibly pervasive and strong backbone in how we connect things together. So whether it's a voice telephone call, whether it's a data line that allows something else to work, whether it's a sensing device in a field, at the core of what we are doing is we are connecting things and people together. That's what we really do. And then off the backbone of that connectivity, and connectivity for us, as I say, is just moving data and it's moving telephone calls and information around. Then to do that, you've got to be very good at 2 or 3 things. You've got to be very, very good at actually running a connectivity infrastructure, which we do on a huge scale. I mean, we have 160,000, 170,000 kilometers of fiber in the ground, as an example. I mean, it's an enormous investment just to get that backbone in place. We then have to have a series of data centers that can manage, manipulate, store, retrieve, distribute that data. And all of that transmission that happens, whether it's voice or data, tends to go through a data center. They're the two big things that sit at the core of our business. It's connectivity. But once you've got a connectivity backbone, then you can do lots of other things for businesses. So there's sort of 2 or 3 key areas that we tend to focus on. We're very good at running systems that allow businesses to run.